Welcome to another edition of the Cleveland Pops Orchestra's Rhythms and Views. I'm your host, Carl Topolo, conductor of the Cleveland Pops. This week's show is brought to you by your Cleveland Pops Orchestra. At the end of today's program, we'll be giving away tickets to an upcoming Cleveland Pops Orchestra concert at Severance Hall, so stay tuned. Tonight's show features scores with themes of war. Let's start with a gripping opening to a film that came out in 1989 called Glory. This music dealt with the contributions of the African-American soldiers to the Northern cause in the Civil War. The opening soundtrack is called A Call to Arms, and the music is by James Horner. You've just heard the stirring opening section of the brilliant soundtrack from Glory, A Call to Arms, music conducted and composed by James Horner. There have been many films written with war themes as composers have strived to capture the drama, pathos, and horror of war. John Williams' 1989 score to the movie Born on the 4th of July featured the artistry of Tim Morrison, former principal trumpet of the Boston Pops Orchestra. Here is the theme to that great movie. Thank you. You've heard Tim Morrison as trumpet soloist in the theme from Born on the 4th of July. The music was by John Williams, and he also served as conductor of the Boston Pops Orchestra. Let's take a short break. We've talked about end title music from a film, which is the music you hear as you're leaving the theater. For fans of film music, this is the only chance for the composer to condense the themes of the movie into one piece, which best represents the action of the film. Ironically, as opposed to an opera or Broadway overture, this occurs at the conclusion rather than at the beginning of the show. The brilliant British composer Sir William Walton had a close association with the Cleveland Orchestra. He wrote his Partita for Orchestra for George Zell, and Zell also gave American premieres to other works. He's also a favorite composer of mine, as I've conducted his Violin Concerto, Hindemith Variations, and Crown Imperial March. Walton wrote music for a 1942 film called Spitfire. This movie dealt with the development of the World War II airplane of the same name. Walton extracted the prelude and fugue from the score, and they now exist in this concert version. Let's listen to this music from the movie Spitfire.
Thank you.
WCLV 95.5, you've heard the Prelude Fugue from Spitfire, music composed by Sir William Walton. Morton Gould conducted the London Symphony Orchestra. Let's take a short break. It's time for our weekly quiz. For two free tickets to next season's opening Cleveland Pops concert at Severance Hall on September 8th, all you have to do is supply the correct answer to this question. One of the great scores of this American composer accompanied the World War II documentary Victory at Sea. He's best known as a composer of Broadway musicals. For two free tickets to the Pops, all you have to do is name this composer. Call 1-800-343-WCLV. That's 1-800-343-9258. Good luck. Just heard Victory at Sea, the closing section, in the 1957 recording, conducted by Robert Russell Bennett, the RCA Victor Symphony. Mr. Bennett was also the arranger. Congratulations to our winner, who correctly identified Richard Rodgers as the composer of Victory at Sea. You've won two free tickets to the Cleveland Pops Orchestra's September 8th concert. Tune in again next week, same time, same place, for the Cleveland Pops Orchestra's Rhythms and Views. With thanks to assistant producer Stephen Cohn, this is your host Carl Topolo, suggesting you take time from your busy week to stop and listen to the music.